All right, that's the Sights in the Background, and they're going to have some fun Saturday night at the New Dodge along with the Fleshtones and Almost Free. Dupe and the Inside Outlaws is playing at PJ Saturday night. The Hounds Below, Jesse and the Gnome, the Hand Grenades, and Phantom Cat got the Magic Stick covered Saturday night. And DeWinde's going to be at the Cadju Cafe along with Dutch Pink. Lots of great music happening this weekend. Get out and support live music. Oh, tonight, if you're up for it tonight, over at the Atlas Bar, that's on Yasmin's in Hamtramck. Can't read my own writing. The Electric Lion Soundwave Experiment is doing a show. And that is a show, that is a band worth getting out on a Thursday night to see. But any night of the week's worth getting out to see music, because that's what Detroit is all about. We're about ready to go live with Staggerly in the studio. Until I get the thumbs up, let's listen to the Sights. Okay, we haven't got a thumbs up yet from the sound engineer, so I'm going to cue up something. Let's see, we got Almost Free ready to go. There it is. Almost Free doing something called Computer Relations. They're going to be playing, let me find it in my notes. We are about to go live in the studio with Stago Lee. Don't touch that dial. Keep in mind, if you can't stay tuned with us through the entire show, you'll be able to check it out on the podcast available immediately after the show is over. Alrighty, I'm going to bring down the music and bring up the mics in the studio. Are you there? No one's there. All right, well, we'll keep going. Keep in mind, folks, this is live. You never know what to expect. Alrighty, are we good to go out there? Alright, somebody's on the mic. Hello! Welcome to WHFR. Okay. Well, you want to start with a song?
Yeah, we are Staggerly, and this is It Comes Around.
No, I didn't hit it.
I didn't hear it.
around, baby. Yeah. Everybody's floating, not everybody's singing. Everybody's acting, but not everybody's thinking. Everybody's trying, trying to push it to the limit. And everyone will be dying soon. Not everybody's giving it all they got. Go!
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah, come on!
Woo!
Yeah,
thank you. All right, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have Stag O'Lee right here in the studio today. Hey guys, are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. I'd say so.
Oh! My, oh my. Thanks. Hey, would you like to introduce your band?
Yeah, on drums, we got Tommy Mack. On guitar, we have Ben Kay, and my name's Sammy D.
Hey! In fact, you want to keep it anonymous. You don't want people to really know who you are. So that's just fine. Hey, it's radio. You can do that. Yeah. In fact, you're a nice little compact band.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a guitar, drums, and this guy on vocals. So, what made you guys get together?
Blind luck, really.
I
got kicked out of my last band. And they wanted to go pop punk and... I ended up going to this guy's house, and I said, you know what, we need to call Ben, and we got it started in a day. We had the song Dirty World and Chicken Little, like, written by the end of the week. Like, it was spur-of-the-moment kind of thing.
Well, hey, I'm glad that moment, it just keeps on going.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about it. In fact, you want to get some more music going?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, take it.
What do we got next?
Let's do Mind Your Business.
Oh, this song's called Mind Your Business. Tommy Mac, how you doing today? Better mind your business. Don't worry about you. Don't worry about me. Better mind your business. Don't worry about you. Don't worry about me. Hey, hey, hey.
Woo!
Wow.
Woo! Oh, my, my.
Wow. All right. One thing I want to clarify: I was looking at the I found you on Facebook. There were a couple of Stag-o-lees, but I realized I've been saying it is three words: stag, O, letter O, Lee. But it's Stag-o-lee.
Yeah, it's Stag-o-lee.
Yeah, you gotta let it come out.
Yeah, it was, you know, originally it was Stag-o-lee, but by the time those old blues guys got to it, it was Stag-o-lee. You know.
Well, you guys have a bunch of stuff going on. I've seen you out at the clubs a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys have been getting around. Your live appearances are like a whole different thing than just a, yeah, you got to get the visual, you get the whole thing, you got to get the energy thumping you in the chest. Oh, yeah. You got to get the whole live experience from Stag-o-lee.
Yes, yes, we are definitely a live band. You know, we take pride in being, you know, a live band. We don't like... We don't want to be one of those studio guys who can't reproduce what they put on their album. We would like to, you know, to sound like what we sound like on our albums. So we just recorded with Tino Gross, and I think he did a very good job. That was Tommy giving a shout out to Tino. I think he did a very good job of keeping it, you know, tried and true.
Oh, he's a professional.
He's been the man.
He's been around. He's been downtown. He's been down south. He's been all around.
Yeah, he's been around the block so many times. He knows, you know, the parking spots that are free. I mean.
All right. In fact, we're talking about your live performances. Where can people come and see you live?
They can come and see us. Well, you can always check the Facebook and everything to see. We usually, especially if you like us on Facebook, we will bombard you and let you know the next time we're playing. But our next show is Friday, October 14th at the Toy Factory on Van Dyke at that for that new craze, that foaling thing. So, you know, we want to be a part of that. And It's not feather bowling. It's bowling with a football. So we definitely want to check that out.
I've never even heard of that.
I've never heard of the Toy Factory.
Yeah, it's relatively new. But you can find that on it's down in Detroit on Van Dyke. It's between 6 Mile and Davidson. And we're playing with good friends of ours, 770. Yeah. Give a shout-out to Mike Smith.
Oh, yeah. What?
All right, and you've got a brand new CD as well.
Yes, we do. We finished recording out of 54 Sound and Rust Belt, and we have the Dirty World EP. We got Jimmy Bones from Twisted Brown Trucker playing organ on a song called Cadju, which I believe we're playing next.
Well, tell you what, why don't you try the title song off your brand new CD? Can you do that Dirty, Dirty World?
That'll be next. Let them do it at their own pace, Reg.
In fact, Tito thought he might want to play the Cadju off the brand new CD so you can actually hear Jimmy Bones.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Let's let him do that. Why don't you just play Cadju? We'll set up for Dirty World.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
All right.
In fact, so here we go. Let's get that Dirty, Dirty World.
City living, make it out on the alleyway.
many potholes. There's too many bullets. There's far too many drugs. And Tommy Mac can tell me where to get them.
Brand new record from Stagger Lee. In fact, now we got you up there. All right, guys, what can you tell us about this brand new record you've done?
Well, we got hooked up with Tino off Funky D Records, and we played for him a couple of times. Jimmy Bones is a friend of mine, and he kind of pointed us in the direction. I ended up tracking Tino down. I think it was either like an email or Facebook, and we sent him a real. We sent this demo that we recorded at Dirty World out of the basement. He's like, "Hey, that sounds pretty good." And we're like, "Really?"
Tino said you were stalking him, Sam.
I was. I stalk everybody.
I know.
Stalking you guys right now. You have no idea.
In fact, in the background, we got Linda Lexley here, who's part of the Funky D Record Corporation.
Our VP.
Yes, sir.
Get your treats.
Get your treats, baby.
Get your treats.
And then the big funky president.
Yes.
You got the big funky priest?
Nigel's here?
Mr. Yeah. Tino.
Nigel's back at the house doing the accounting.
He decides records with a leg.
Yeah.
But you know, Roger,
yeah.
The thing that impressed me was I went out to see these guys at their rehearsal space, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what to expect, you know, and I was like, wow. I mean, they're compared to us, you know, they're young guys, and I was like, man, this is like the second coming, you know, of the blues. How do these young cats have such a great old school feel and so informed by blues and all the great music? So every now and then a band like that comes along, and I was happy to work with them.
And you can tell that they've listened to great records. That always is a very telling thing to me. You can tell that they're not emulating something that's out there. They've got the chops. They listen to good music.
All right. In fact,
thank you.
Hey, Sammy. Yeah. What can you tell us about this record?
Well, I can say that I like it. I think it sounds pretty good. You know, it's got songs that we all worked on, and you know, I'm really happy with the product.
It came together real easy.
I
thought all the tracking went quick, and there weren't too many headaches. Everything was very right in line.
Well, hey, Tino works that way.
Yeah, I said most of our stuff we got in like one or two takes. I mean. We probably got Chicken Little in one, didn't we? Yeah.
Hey, when you're on the Funky D, you get right down.
Yes,
it's
true.
Yeah, baby.
The other thing too is their drummer Tommy is a real like I come from the drums, and it's always nice to record with a band that has a drummer who knows how to lay it down smooth in the studio, and he was great as you heard on the record.
Okay. In fact, we can hear it live right here. In fact, guys, are you ready to do the title song off your brand new record, Dirty World?
I think we're ready.
All right.
Woo. Ben, are you ready?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, he's tuning because he wants to make it sound good for you.
That's true.
Because he's awesome.
Let's do it.
I could justify my actions, and I could do just what I'm told. But I'm a dirty, dirty boy, and you're a dirty, dirty girl. There's no need to justify, cause it's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world, my friend. Yeah, it's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world, my friend. Yeah, it's a filthy, dirty world. I can't justify my love, I can't simplify my love. I can justify my actions, and I can do just what I'm told. But I'm a dirty, dirty boy, and you're a dirty, dirty girl. You don't need to justify, cause it's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world, my friend. Yeah, it's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world. It's a filthy, dirty world.
Stag O'Lee right here on the Motor Live Drive F5. Oh, that's the title song of their brand new record. Now, people like that a lot. What's the best way for them to get a hold of Stag O'Lee?
It's available on iTunes. You can get it from us at any one of the shows. And like I said, if you want to like us on Facebook, funkydrecords.com. And what? Yeah, we said the iTunes. Are we missing one?
Stagalee.com.
Stagalee.com for sure. Yeah, we just got the .com a little while ago. We're very psyched about that.
But it'll also eventually be on. We'll get it on Amazon and Rhapsody. E-music,
all the digital
Spotify,
outlets. Funky D has.
But the best way to buy it is come to a show.
Yes,
that's
buy
right.
Buy a record live right off the stage.
Which I'd like to do a quick segue on that and just say I want to give it up to Roger and Margaret White, who are just tremendous supporters of the Detroit local music scene, and we love you guys.
Yeah, thanks
you
for
rock.
Having us out.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, don't give me a big head. These headphones won't fit no more.
They got new ones.
All right, we're just doing what we can. It's just we can do a lot, so... Yeah. It's what you do.
You're everywhere.
Yeah. But right now, we're right here. We got Stag O'Lee in the studio. In fact, like you say, the easiest way for people to get you is probably on your Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely on Facebook. But we will have the .com running soon. But Facebook's mostly the most update. So.
Yeah, you're under construction right now for your Stag O'Lee.
Yeah. But you said, there was a bunch of Stag O'Lees on Facebook, so we were happy that we got stagolee.com. That was, very nice.
Really?
Yep.
All right, and it's interesting. You guys are just like a little three-piece. Really, you got drums, a real nice, strong drummer. You got a guitar player who knows what he's doing. He looks pretty young, too. But he's the girls might like that. So you come on out, you check him out live.
They do.
You got it, yeah. But the thing that really impressed me was, you got that going, but you got a real nice, strong singer. And, yeah, Sammy, I'm sorry to say, Sammy, you kind of impressed me at the live gigs.
Thank you.
You kind of threw me back. You don't expect a singer that strong coming out.
Well, yeah, I can bench a lot, so it's...
And he'll take that microphone, put it right over his head like it's nothing.
Yeah, I definitely like my little tricks on stage. I like to throw some stuff around and... You know, it's all about the fun. Good fun.
And where can people come and see you do all that?
People can come and see us. Our next show is going to be at the Toy Factory. And I'm sure we got a couple more lined up. I know we have a CD release party due to be scheduled, but I know it's going to be at PJ's Lager House.
Oh, and, that's a good place.
Yep. It'll be sometime in October, I believe, as soon as we can gather up enough material and get everything moving. But... You know, we'll be there.
Okay. And at the Toy Factory, you said there was bowling with footballs?
Yeah, foaling. I see. Half of the reason I said yes to the show is because I got to check it out and see what it's all about.
Now, Linda, you told me we could check that out where?
What'sfoaling.com.
Ah, yes.
Ah.
These are great people that have created this wonderful new game, and they've taken it all over the place, from the Indy 500 and mm-hmm. to their other various spaces around Detroit, and give it up to Chut and Noni and creators of Foaling.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, when's the last time you heard of someone invent a game? Like,
plus they incorporate live music with the games.
Got to have that live.
It's a lot of fun. You go and you throw a football at a stack of bowling pins from a regulated distance, and when you're down to that last pin. And you're trying to throw that football, and you've had about, nine beers in it. It's fun, baby.
It's serious business.
I got to ask, do you roll that football, or do you throw that football?
No, you have to throw it. Try to throw a football at a bowling pin at night, when you've been partying.
Okay, it sounds easier than it really is.
Yeah.
we'll have to get out to the toy factory and find out for sure. In fact, but right now, can we have some more music?
Yeah, this next song is called Look Me in the Eye. I wrote this one when I was 16.
Yes, to remind everybody of that.
Yes, I'd say it after every show.
So he wrote it a year ago.
Yeah.
I shook my father's hand, kissed my mom goodbye. I took you by the hand, I told my friends that I'd ride. I said, let's see the world, let's go for a drive. We'll make it down to California before we die instead. Bags, we
All right.
Stag-o-lee,
right here in the Live Drive at 5 studios. Oh, they got a brand new record called Dirty, Dirty World. And what is that on?
CD.
Oh!
That's on Funky G Records?
Yeah. Yes, you can pick it up on CD, on Funky D.
And Sam on.
Yeah. And he's just trying to put us on.
You got Stag-o-lee, Funky D, Sammy D. A lot of Ds.
Ben K, Tommy Mac, The Big Attack.
Yes.
Yeah, Sam's got a lot of comedian in him, as you can tell.
All right, yeah, you got to check him out live. So check out the Toy Factory. When is that? The October 14th.
Yes, Friday.
So, it'll be a Friday.
Mm-hmm. And we're playing with our friend 770.
Woo-hoo.
Former Diablo, if I'm not mistaken, Mike Smith.
That is correct, sir.
Mike Smith. That's right.
All right.
Played with us on the Car Wash
and Mike
album.
Bertrand. Great album, Reefer Men.
Yeah. Yep. So it'd be like an all-star band coming
it's
out.
It's all family. The father of Falling Chut was my roommate. He was like an ex-roommate at my house for 5 years. You know?
I took over that space, you know.
Then Lexi got the job.
Yeah. I auditioned for 15 years.
You did well.
I guess so.
Dino did.
Oh, well,
hey, Margaret.
Are you kidding? I got the good end of that deal.
Yeah. Margaret knows. It's the cooking.
It is the cooking. The cooking is fantastic.
Yay.
All right. This is definitely some dirty Detroit rock here with Stag-o-lee. It's a pleasure having you in the house. And we've also got Linda Lexi and Tino Gross here, who are involved with your record label. And we are live on WHFR, and it's a pleasure having you here today.
Yeah, now I got a question for you guys. Now, for your songs, where do these songs come from? You just pluck them out of thin air?
No, well, usually what happens is I'm at home noodling all day with Johnny here, my Les Paul, and then I come over to Tommy's. Tommy and I work it out. He takes my riffs. He arranges them into music because I'm not nearly as functional as a musician as Tommy is. He's so well trained. And then once we've got something, we make Sam sit out on the front porch like a dog.
That's true.
While the grown ups talk. And then when we've got a functional blues rock jam down, he comes downstairs and yells at us into a microphone for a while until it works.
Yeah, I kind of sing phonetically until I find words that fit, and then once they fit, they're written. And then we send it on the line, I guess.
You take it on down to Funky D.
Yes, we do.
And make Dino put it.
Tino.
Oh, yeah. We got to get Tino. It's the Funky
D. Is that the dog from the Flintstones?
Well, at least you didn't say Tito. I had to tell my mother for years he's not one of the Jackson 5, Mom.
Yeah. He may try and be, but he's, yeah.
So then they call me, and we get
yeah,
Nigel.
I'm sure he's done something.
Nigel fires up the board, and we capture it.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, Nigel is their trademark.
He's the logo.
Yes, he's
English
their trademark
cocker.
Logo.
Yes.
English cocker.
He's got the him. Boss.
The dog who runs the rock world.
And is the face on those great t-shirts that you...
Yep, he's the logo.
That's right. So when you come down and get the record, be sure you get a t-shirt to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the whole package.
Yes,
in fact,
you do.
In fact, that's one thing Tino was telling me. He's like, you guys are like the whole package here. Yeah, each one of you is pulling your own weight. You got you got no slackers in the band.
Yep.
Yeah, the thing about I like about your band is, you know, sometimes you got those members that don't pull their weight, and I'm going, oh God, who's he gonna say? And he goes, well, none of them are like that in your band. And I was like, okay, that's good, because there's only three of us. Oh yeah, let's give a big shout out to the man behind the band, Anthony Shaner.
Yeah, Anthony,
by far one of the greatest people to walk the face of the earth.
And all your awesome parents.
Yeah.
All right. But, we got this band going. Why don't we get this band cranked up again?
Yeah. This is our newest one. It's called Street Side Monster. And we like it. Hope you like it, too. Thank you.
stuck in a rut. I've been down in the dumps. I've been taking my lumps. Just as sure as I breathe. Tell me if I wasn't here. Tell me where would I be? I wouldn't be anywhere. Are you too blind to see?
Thank you.
right. Wow, that was very good.
Yowza, baby.
Yeah, in fact, I really liked it. It started off real quiet and different than what you've been doing for everything else. So, it's always nice when you try a few things that come around.
We definitely got a new groove going. We've been back in the writing process, and it's been getting different, but, we're trying to stick to our guns and go with what works, but we don't mind getting different.
Well, hey, you got to change it up once in a while. Yeah. Hey. And they got a brand new record on Funky D Records. Mm-hmm. And what is the name of that?
That is the Dirty World EP.
Ooh. EP.
And being an EP, does that mean you got a longer form coming later?
Yeah, we'll definitely have a full-length album coming out soon. We got a couple more songs we want to finish up. And then, definitely before we start traveling, we want to finish it up.
Well, hey, Tino will whip you guys into shape. I know he's
sure he will.
He's got you doing the calisthenics before you start recording.
Yeah, he's got you doing backflips.
Yeah, we start out with a case of Jim Beam.
And you got to do that heavy lifting.
Yes.
Yeah, the heavy lifting is me cleaning up when everybody leaves.
Oh. Well.
No, they got some great songs, too, still to come.
Absolutely.
On top of the EP.
So we want to finish the record. That's available as an EP now, 5-song EP.
Awesome EP.
Awesome stuff. And then we get back in the studio, finish the whole record, and they'll be able to hit the road with a full album under their belts and go tear it up all over the place.
Well, they will definitely tear it up. I've seen them. I can testify.
Testify,
they certainly
Roger.
Do. I can testify.
Testify, baby.
That, in fact, first time I saw them, I said, hey, we got to get these guys in.
and get your Staggly t-shirt.
That's right. And your Funky D.
And your Funky
gotta
D.
Got to get on your Funky D.
That's the Funky D fashion.
Yes.
All right. I think these guys are all set to go.
Oh, for sure.
He's got his slide. He's ready to work it out.
This next one is about a girl named Sharon.
All right. This is a cautionary tale.
Yes,
though,
yes. This is don't do drugs or you'll end up like Sharon.
Yes.
You know we call her Sharon Needles, but where she is today I really do not know. Yeah. Now I remember just to listen to the Beatles, but where she's gone away I cannot say for sure. Yeah. Well, we call her Sharon Needles. Burn up. You don't take off.
say yeah to that.
All right. Hey, now Ben, I got a question for you. I noticed you changed guitars out for that song. In fact, Sammy, why don't you swing that microphone over for him a little bit? What kind of guitars are you playing?
Well, over in the corner there, they all have names and backstories because I'm like that.
Margaret noticed that.
right, sorry.
Yeah.
Over in the corner there, I didn't get a chance to pick them up today, but there's a Mexican Fender Strat, and then my bread and butter over here. It was Johnny. Johnny's my newest guitar. He's a brand new Gibson Les Paul. But this is my favorite. This is my big Gretsch hollow body. Her name is Gretchen, obviously. How cliche is that?
Go Gretchen.
Yeah. And what are you playing those through?
What am I playing these? Well, it's funny you ask. This I've only had this amp for about 16 hours now.
Whoa.
I mentor this band of really talented youngsters over in Ortonville. They're called Names Unlisted. That's actually their name. I'm not. One of their fathers always sends me gear to work with and see how do you like this, how do you like that. So that would be Sugar Daddy Larry Gelinas, we call him. Sugar Daddy Larry. So this is a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe 3. At least
whatever
I think. It's still got the tag on it. I don't.
Sounds awesome.
I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
That right. One goes to 11, too, by the way.
Oh, does it?
All right.
I think we got one more for you.
Yeah, you probably do. You got about, we have exactly probably about 6 or 7 minutes left.
Hey, Roger, Margaret, I'd like to give a quick shout before he goes into this tune. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that I send some love to the McEnome family, the K family, and the DeCaro family, and all the Stagley supporters.
Hi, Mom.
Who give them lots of love and support and take care of their babies.
Hi, Tom's right. Mom and Ben's mom.
You can always give a shout out to Mom.
That's
yeah.
Right.
That's
give
right.
It
we're,
up to Mom.
We're a good family station here, so that's what we always try and do. But what are you going to finish up here with?
This is a song called Chicken Little. I always let you know if you don't know what this song's about, then you had bad parents.
Speaking of moms, we're going to close it out with a bedtime story.
Yeah, it's a bedtime story.
Chicken Little just looked at him, and then he said, gather your things and whoop in your life. Everyone move, 'cause here come the
Everyone move, cause here comes the sky. Yeah, gather your things and run for your life. Everyone move, cause here comes the sky. Everyone move, the sky's falling out. Yeah, here comes the sky. Here comes the sky.
That's Stago Lee here in the studio. They've got a brand new record out on Funky D. In fact, what is the name of that?
Dirty World EP.
All right. And where can they pick that up?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it at FunkyD.com, eventually on StagoLee.com, or you can come to a show and, you know, get one from us.
And your next show is going to be at the Foaling Warehouse. You've been calling it the Toy Factory, yeah, but when I Foaling Warehouse or the Toy Factory on Van Dyke in Detroit.
Very hush hush.
And where you're going to be playing with the 770s, yep, on October 14th, and they can pick it up there. What an amazing performance you've guys done today. You guys really represent the next level of Detroit music.
Oh, thank you so much.
You really do. I see the future here. You guys have a great, gritty Detroit sound without sounding like anyone else that I can put you in a peg with. So,
all right. So now we need to let everybody know that we're right here on WHFR Dearborn, and stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Mutual presents The Mysterious Traveler. This is the Mysterious Traveler, inviting you to join me on another journey into the realm of the strange and the terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back, get a good grip on your nerves, and be comfortable. If you can.